discipleship, following Jesus, giving ourselves to Him. We hear pretty strong words in the gospel today. I mean, we hear Jesus saying, unless you hate your mother, your father, your spouse, your children, you cannot be my disciple. Many of us might be thinking, isn't this Jesus who says to love God first and foremost in your life and to love your neighbor as yourself? In some sense, what does it mean? What is he saying here? That you must hate those who are close to you. Even too, he states there in the last line, unless you renounce all of your possessions, you cannot be my disciple. So what does it mean that Jesus is calling us to let go of all the things that we have? So in these particular readings as well, Jesus uses, a great example, a sense of setting a plan. Many of you probably have been on trips, vacations. Maybe many of you have had certain plans, maybe a sense of budgets that you set up, maybe particular things that you want to build, maybe building a new home or building something at your house, an add-on or addition. Maybe you've done a lot of other particular things. You first begin with the planning and see what it's going to cost and then see how long it's going to take to raise that particular money to be able to take care of that particular project. So setting a plan. And to set a plan usually means that we need to know the destination. And we agree upon that destination and desire to get there, right? So in our plan for discipleship, I think the important part is for us all to recognize what the destination is. Do we recognize and realize that our desire of us as Christians, as followers of Christ, that our destination is to be with God in heaven? Maybe our destination is to be a disciple. And just to be curious, I mean, even myself sometimes, I desire to be a disciple, but I can't say that I've ever sat down and put a plan of what it would look like in my own life to become a disciple of Christ. I don't know if any of you have ever thought of that. Maybe sometimes, I know for me, it's just like, well, I'm around Jesus. I come to Mass on Sunday. I go to daily Mass. I prepare for my homilies. I pray every day. So maybe there's a sense of hopefully those particular things are helping me in becoming a disciple. But sometimes I'm not very intentional at those particular things, right? And so for us, if we truly desire that the destination of our life is to be a disciple of Christ, I'd encourage you throughout this week, maybe spending a little time, but what it would look like, what would a plan look like for you and your life? And each of us, our plans would be different for us to actually become a disciple. What would that look like for you specifically? To be able to place all of our trust and all of our desires in that destination of being a disciple of Christ. When Jesus says to hate these particular things and to let go of our particular possessions, really what Jesus is really saying is to be a disciple, I want your heart. I want your heart to belong to me, and I want you to give everything to me. And Jesus is recognizing that sometimes there's a lot of other things in the way for him to get to our heart. That sometimes there are possessions that sometimes we put before God. Maybe there are some things on Sundays that we even sometimes put before God in Mass. Maybe there are sometimes other things that we put before God in our daily prayer, to spend some time in prayer with Him, or other particular things. God recognizes many times money is important to us. Money should be important. We need money here at St. Helens. Everybody needs money to do particular things. And He also recognizes those things are important to us as well. He knows your spouse is important. He knows your children are important. He knows all of these things are important. And He wants you to have them in priority and take care of them and be good stewards of the things that He has given to you. But your heart, He wants to belong to Him. He wants your heart to belong to Him. Yes, some of your heart should be concerned about taking care of your family. Yes, some of your heart should be definitely on your vocation that God has called you to. Definitely part of your heart should be about work and being intentional in your life. How you treat other people, how you love others, how you see and find Christ. But all of those things are only going to happen as if your heart belongs to Jesus Christ. So in this plan for discipleship, really, the plan of discipleship is how do I, number one, let go of the particular things that ground me and that I usually choose first to make decisions on and to put Christ there I want him to help and to be the only one that I make decisions with and for if I truly want to be a disciple. And if we're renouncing things and we need to begin to hold on to things or put other things in those particular place. It's kind of interesting. Maybe I've been kind of watching my own space, or only the things that I have. Sometimes it's easy to get rid of the things that I don't use very often. Sometimes it's easy to take particular things out of my collection of things. It's interesting, every time I've moved, I've accumulated more things. The first time I moved from one church to another, I had a truckload. The second time, I had a truck and a trailer. This last time when I came here, I had a U-Haul, a truck and a trailer. So the U-Haul wasn't full, but anyway, it's kind of funny to see how those things grow. But the interesting point is, I began to recognize what are the things that I have that are actually helping me? What possessions do I have that are actually helping me in my step to discipleship? Maybe recognizing maybe particular pictures or images of the cross in my room really helped me to be reminded of what direction I'm going in, right? Maybe some of the things that were part of my past, maybe I don't necessarily need them anymore. Yeah, they were useful to me at one time, but maybe they're not that necessary in my destination now to become a disciple of Christ. So this week, I hope you spend some time. And to recognize, too, as you draw out that plan, I hope everyone here is able to recognize, and I'm going to give you a little answer here, that you're not going to be able to do this plan by yourself. The only way, just as we heard in that first reading, the only way you're going to fulfill this plan is if you invite or have the leadership of the Holy Spirit, which again is why our heart first has to belong to God and to His Spirit if this plan is going to be able to be fulfilled. If we're truly going to be able to be His disciples, we must be led and guided by the Spirit. So to be a disciple is to forgive, just as we hear in that second reading, and that discipleship is to have our heart belong to Christ and Christ alone. As I'm talking about particular possessions, transition for a little bit here. So this weekend here at St. Helens is our kickoff weekend for the Encountering Christ Capital Campaign the Diocese of Austin is doing. So many of you might be, okay, what is a capital campaign? Basically, a capital campaign is a fundraiser to be able to do particular projects that are outside of your regular operating budget, right? So just as you heard here at St. Helens, we take up a collection every Sunday, and that helps us to pay for what we have budgeted for the year, just as we talked about last week of our fiscal year last year. Capital campaigns are usually done to build something extra or to do some other stuff. We're not doing a capital campaign here at St. Helen, but the Diocese of Austin is doing a capital campaign. So to run the diocese, they usually have the Catholic Services Appeal, which we take up once a year, which many of you participate with, so thank you for that. And the Diocese of Austin doesn't have one church to take up a collection in, so they have 125, and we're one of those. And so for their regular operating budgets, here at St. Helens, we pay 9% of what we collect for the whole year to the diocese. So Catholic Services Appeal and the cathedraticum they receive from each parish helps to run the diocese. So the diocese has now decided that they have other projects they want to do that are outside of their budgeted area, which insert Encountering Christ Capital Campaign. And so the diocese has been doing this for the last year and a half, and it's now our turn at St. Helens to participate. They have an $85 million goal, and so far they have pledged $72 million. So almost there to meeting that particular mark of the $85 million. So many other parishes have participated, and we're the last group. So this fall, here at St. Helens, us and about another 26 parishes are participating in this campaign. So here at St. Helen, we have a $2.4 million goal, which we already have pledged about $870,000. So we're about almost 40%. Of the way to reaching our goal. 70% of this money goes to the diocese, and 30% gets to stay here in our parish. So the diocese hopes to spend the money they receive on continuing to set up an endowment to pay for education of seminarians. Hope to be building 4 new duplexes here at James Paul II Retirement Center for Priests. If you've ever been to Cedar Brick Retreat Center, they hope to expand there, building a youth dorm, as well as doubling the size of their chapel. They hope to continue to strengthen Catholic schools, campus ministry here in the diocese, and many other needs here in the Diocese of Austin. Catholic Charities hopes to renovate old St. Mary's Catholic School in Waco on Washington and 11th Street, and to turn it into Catholic Charities in Waco. So they got a lot of plans to do with this money that they're desiring to raise. Here at St. Helen, for the 30% that we are able to raise, my hope and my prayer is that we'll be able to remodel and renovate our Adoration Chapel, which is, I think, a key place where we form joyful disciples here at St. Helens. Hope to make the campus a little bit more secure. People feel at peace to be here on campus. And then finally, the rest of the money we're able to raise is to put aside for future building projects here at St. Helen. And once we hit our $2.4 million goal, the percentages switches. 70% of the money stays here at St. Helen, and 30% goes to the diocese. So this campaign will be going all the way through December, and so hopefully all of you will have the opportunity to be able to participate in this campaign. So we'll be having some meetings here in September, doing some things in October as well, to let you know what the campaign's about and for you to make a pledge. So myself, Father Joseph, we have a team of volunteers who will probably be calling or emailing some of you, so I just appreciate you listen to them, that you return their phone calls, and that you're open to hear more about this particular campaign and what the diocese desires to do with it, and especially what we desire to do with what we will collect here at St. Helens. So I appreciate your openness and your desire to discern. So it's your money. And I hope and I pray that you're diligent of how you spend and use the money that you have. And so I just ask that you pray and discern a little bit to see if this is something that you would be able to be part of. And if it is, great. And if it's not, please pray for the success of this campaign here at St. Helens and the Diocese of Austin. The priests were the first groups that they reached out to when this campaign opened, so we all got a letter. And so I made a pledge because I've been able to receive from past pledges at the diocese. So my education, I did not have to pay a cent to pay for my education as a priest. It was all paid for by all of you that you have given in past campaigns. And that has come through. And I see the new seminarians that are coming up, the new things that the Diocese of Austin is doing and how we're growing. And so I made a pledge, and I hope that you will as well. So may we continue to give our hearts to the Lord and allow Him to help us to daily make decisions that will lead to us being His disciple.